Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Tes Zayin. Misha Hishul Beis of the Beis HaKnesses. Person who lent out his apartment for the use of a minion. Yesh Loi Meriva Im Echad Me HaKahal. And afterwards, he gave it over to the shul, let them use it in his house. And he had a fight with one of the members of the tzibur. And Yochel also. He also cannot answer it on any individual. The Bruce of the Sechem, the Rebbeinu Gershon, that made this Kamavan. The reason behind it is it shouldn't create a degradation of a specific person. That which it says over here that he could answer it on the entire Sibu, that's in the case where he lent to them without setting a date. So he can say the date has come. But if you lent it to them for a specific time, that the rule brings this machlekes a poiskim where they could answer it within that time. Says the Rambo, v'davka shehishul t'chila stam. This is all talking about a case where he lent it out without any conditions. If he said in the beginning that he's letting people use it, but whenever there's something that disturbs him, he's entitled to protest and stop it. Or he didn't explicitly lend it to them. He just said, you can come in to use my house, but he didn't say, I'm giving it as a lending to you. Then also, in those circumstances, he could tell anybody that he doesn't want to be there not to be present in the shul. The Bi'alocha says that these halachas of lending one's house to a shul is when he lent it to them to mamash be their shul. But if you just let them daven there, that is not considered that he lent it to them as a shul, and therefore still under his control for all his needs.